We're talking today with Sarah Davison with the American Quarter Horse Association in Oklahoma City once again for the annual renewal of the American Quarter Horse World Show. I guess the official title is the Lucas Oil American Quarter Horse World Championship. Sarah, quarter horse, it's really a tradition for many year breeders, many of the folks that are involved with the quarter horse industry to make Oklahoma City destination November.
It is. We will be bringing more than 4,800 entries from all around the world to Oklahoma City now through November 18th. These exhibitors qualify and compete all year long just to compete at State Fair Park.
Let's talk a little bit about, you know, this is really a multi-tier event in that you've got amateurs, you've got professionals, you've got a lot of different variety of things going on.
Yes, we do. So we have our top tier exhibitors who are what we call level three exhibitors. They're both in the open and amateur divisions. And then we also have our Adequan level two division, which is just a little bit of a step down from our top tier exhibitors.
Let's talk a little about, you know, what if somebody comes out and takes a look at the activities, when should they come? What are they going to see when they get there?
You can see a little bit of everything. The American Quarter Horse is the world's most versatile horse, and you get to see that versatility right here in Oklahoma City. We have our tentative schedule at AQHA.com, so you can see a full list of events. Throughout the show, we'll crown 99 world champions in a variety of events, from roping to rodeo-type events, barrel racing, jumping, halter, Western Pleasure Trail. There's truly something for everyone.
For the for that exhibitor, as they work to get here, give me maybe a typical way or a pathway that a horse and its owner is able to get to Oklahoma City.
So they are competing at AQHA-approved shows throughout the year, and determining on the number of horses that they're competing against, they'll earn a certain level of points. And there's a predetermined amount of points that they have to achieve by the qualifying period deadline to compete each year at the World Show.
As they qualify and they're able to come, they're actually competing against horses from most other states and, as you mentioned, several other countries as well.
Yes, they'll travel all over the world just to qualify to compete right here in Oklahoma City.
Wow. Now, you know, you mentioned that we've got several different competitions going on. What are maybe two or three of the most high profile?
I would say our top classes this year are the ranch riding classes. They have the most entries this year. Ranch sorting and team pinning are always fun, fast action events. We have our senior trail has 95 entries this year, but it just kind of depends on your preferences. The fast action events are always definitely fun, but you're seeing these athletes perform in a variety of different events. It's amazing to see what they can do, how they can perform in order to win a coveted Golden Globe.
And you also, at the end of the show, as you move through all the competitions, you're also naming what some top animals, top horses, right?
Yes. So our top award at this year's show is the Lucas Oil Super Horse Award. And the winner of that competition will take home $25,000. And the Super Horse, you have to qualify in three different events and three different categories just to compete for that award. And this year we have 27 contenders. And then our AQHA All Around Amateur, we have 14 contenders going for that title. And that horse will win $15,000.
So a lot of things are at stake as far as the events are concerned. Beyond just the animals themselves and the competitions, there's a lot of things that happen surround the show, including the trade show.
Yes. This year, we're so excited to be in the new Bennett Event Center. We have more than 100 vendors from across the U.S. That are filling that space. We have everything from Western decor to clothing to jewelry to even trailers in there. So it's definitely a great place to get your Christmas shopping started a little early. The trade show is open from 9 to 7 every day. It is free, and parking is also free. And then so you can get your shop on and then venture on over to the Jim Norick Arena. And for just $10, you can watch the top equine athletes in the world compete.
And again, more information, you've got a website, all the schedule up on your site, right?
Yes, at AQHA.com, you can get a tentative schedule. You can get coverage of the event from the American Quarter Horse Journal. And also, if you can't make it out to the fairgrounds, we do have a free live webcast presented by Bank of America, and it's also available at AQHA.com.